8. The lockdown has eased slightly, only a little for some of us, though not if you're in Wales or in Scotland, but I'm sure that will start to ease soon, and it's been possible because, in the main, everyone has stuck to the social distancing rules. But if we're to see life getting back to some kind of normality quicker, then drug research is essential. So the search goes on for vaccines, antibody tests and medicines that can help us treat the condition. Well, Dr. Sean Pennington is from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, and we can speak with him now. Dr. Sean, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us.
Morning, Tony.
I get frustrated every day because I read the front pages of the papers and it says vaccine on the way and 3 years before a vaccine and vaccine coming tomorrow and we can do this, we can do that. And it kind of gets your hopes up and then you dash the very next day by front pages. It must be frustrating for you when you read things like this too.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I was listening in before I came on and I heard the sort of a small snippet that you had from a professor at the University of Liverpool, and he was describing some of the sort of delays that occur in the rollout of a new vaccine, and that is an issue, and it will delay the introduction of a vaccine if one is found to be effective, because of course the trials are ongoing to determine whether the vaccine that has been created by the Oxford Vaccine Group is actually effective. We're not even sure if that is the case yet.
In the old world, to come up with a vaccine from the word go, I mean, it normally takes a hell of a long time. So to be where we are at the moment with this really is an achievement.
Yeah, it's a huge achievement. I think going from the identification of the virus as the cause of the illness to the first trial was only a matter of months. And when you compare that to other new viral infections, that's a Herculean undertaking, and it's really something to be commended. But all the safety that goes into the rollout of something that is a new medicine will mean that there are delays in getting that into people at any sort of scale. So what we're looking at is prophylactic treatments. So rather than a vaccine that develops immunity, we're looking at ways that you can administer drugs that provide a level of protection without actually necessarily engaging the immune response. So looking at direct acting drugs that can inhibit the viral activity in order to provide a level of protection.
And is this what you do in your daytime job then, is it, Sean? Is that your main function?
So usually I work on bacterial infections, in particular those that are resistant to commonly used antibiotics.
Right.
I've spent a lot of time looking at how people respond to infections and understanding how the host behaves in order to try and formulate more effective treatment strategies, ones that take an appreciation for the role of the host during an infection.
How complicated is it, Sean, to find new medicines or combinations of medicines that actually work for us? Just as a member of the public, and most people listening now would think, you know, you've got a great big cabinet and you go, you see, I've got some of them and I've got some of them, that'll work, put them together, that's fine, job's a good one. You know, and that's the way, you know, not everybody, but that's the way some people think. It's not as easy as that, is it?
No, it's not, but you're not too far away, really, I suppose. The same issue that would delay the introduction of a vaccine is the same issue that would delay the introduction of a new drug. It's got to be proven to be safe in people at a dose that you need to administer in order to have the desired effect and sort of eliminate the virus. So what we're doing is we're screening lots of new compounds developed by chemists that we're working in collaboration with, but we're also looking at drugs that are already known to be safe in people, and we have lots of data concerning how much drug sort of accumulates inside the human body.
Right.
So we're able to use drugs that we suspect will have some activity against the virus and study them in the lab. We're able to see whether those drugs do indeed have activity against the virus. And then using the data that's already available, because these drugs are licensed, we're then able to ask ourselves, okay, if the drug is effective in the lab, is the concentration that it's effective at achievable inside the human body?
Right.
And then if it is, we know we've got a pretty good candidate for a clinical trial to test whether that drug is truly effective inside people.
And we've got to thank people who come forward as well. You mentioned clinical trials there. We can't do this, can we, without people coming forward and saying, "Yeah, go on then. Let's see how this affects." And you know, I'll put myself forward, and you can try this out on me. But there are protocols in place, and you need to be very careful with what you do.
Exactly that. So a lot of my earlier work involved numerous clinical trials, and the level of safety that's involved is massive. The first sort of and main priority is that what you're doing isn't going to cause anyone any harm. These are people who are volunteering to try and further science and to further the wider community by making a sacrifice themselves, but you don't want to put them through anything that could cause them harm.
Sure.
When they're doing something to help the community.
We've been impressed because we talked to yourself and we talked to Bertie Squires as well. You know, he was on the programme the other day, and we're lucky really to have, you know, your place and University of Liverpool, you know, in this city, and the work that you do at the School of Tropical Medicine too. We're extremely lucky to have experts on hand. But what we've been impressed with, and I don't know what you think about this, is the coming together of different organisations who would normally be competitors to say, right, OK, I'll give you a ring, what do you need? Well, we know this and we know that. And that coming together, that information for the greater good has been a godsend, this.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the nice things to have come out of this crisis, really. I suppose that it has brought people together in a shared goal. We're getting compounds sent to us from other laboratories in Liverpool and elsewhere to screen against the virus, because we have these assays set up now, so we're able to look at any sort of drug and to determine whether it has activity against the virus. So people have been working on other viruses and developing drugs for other viruses that they're like, it should work against corona as well. Let's have a look. And they're sending them to us, and we're able to test those drugs and then feed back to them. And that's one of the better things to come out of this situation.
Do you know what it seems like to me? It's like you've all got a jigsaw puzzle. It's like a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. You've got a few thousand pieces. Somebody up the road's got a few thousand pieces. So it's all coming together to just put this jigsaw puzzle in place. And then when you snap that last little piece in, you go, there you are. We've cracked it. Does it feel like that sometimes?
It does. And I suppose myself, from my own perspective, I'm not a virologist. I've worked with bacterial infections for all of my career. But I'm moving into this new field, and I'm applying sort of my approach from the bacterial world to virology. So it's a fresh perspective to a field that's been around for a very long time. But there's lots of that as well. People bring in their own experiences and backgrounds to hopefully help.
Sean, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. It's a privilege to have you on the programme, actually, you know, just to hear it from people who were working on the situation rather than hearsay of a friend of a friend of a friend who knows. We'd like to speak to the people who actually do know. But, Sean, thanks for your time. I know you're really busy, and we'll let you crack on. Thank you, mate.
Thanks. Nice talking with you.
And you too. Good, that, isn't it? Isn't it good?
Yeah, I like the way you put that, actually, because that's a really good way of thinking about it.
What's that?
All these experts with a piece of a jigsaw puzzle all coming together to try and figure it all out.
But that's the way I see it in my head. And sometimes you can get a 10-piece jigsaw, it's a doddle.
Yeah.
You get a 100-piece jigsaw, you think, I'll get that done in an hour or so or whatever. But, you know, when it's a 5,000-piece... You need help.
Yeah, a lot of brains needed.
Yeah, exactly. Find all the edges first. Here, we'll crack it. Let's crack the coronavirus. What we do, find the corners, find all the edges. Jobs are good.
Oh, if only it were that easy.